This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks for joining us today. Another episode of Oithskulith. It's the news in a simple form of Icelandic. And the latest news is that the latest eruption has ended, at least as we have this conversation.
Exactly.
It could change at any time, and land is rising again, I think, isn't it? So this is the news in a simple form of Icelandic. You can follow along with the text on the link accompanying the page from RÚV English Radio, and we will start with the main text just under the image that you can see on the page of the rapidly decaying volcano.
Eldgosið við stóra skógfell búið. Veðurstofan segir frá þessu. Í dag flaug dróni yfir gossvæðið. Engin eldur sást. Síðast sást eldur í gígnum klukkan 7 í gærmorgun. Gosið byrjaði 20. november. Það stóð í 18 daga. Þetta var 7. gosið á þessu svæði frá því í desember í fyrra. Þetta var næst stærsta gosið af þeim 7. Það aftur farið að þenjast út land í Svartsengi. Það þýðir að kvika að safna saman undir jörðinni þar. Veðurstofan ættar að meta hættuna á svæðinu í dag. Hugtök. Dróni lítil fjarstýrð flugvél með myndavél. Kvika bráðin steinn djúft í jörðinni. Landris þegar jörðin þenst út og lyftist upp.
And yes, you'll heard Landris there at the end of the story, which brings us back to where we've been so many times this year. So let's go back to the very start and we'll go through this line by line.
Já, eldgosið við stóra skógfell búið. The eruption at stóra skógfell is over. Or is done, like we can use this the term búin, búið, I'm done doing something, or this is over now, this episode. Veðurstofan segir frá þessu. The Icelandic Met Office, that we call the weather room, the weather living
weather office,
room,
yes.
Even, describes or declares this. Í dag flaug dróni yfir gosvæðið. Today, a drone flew over the eruption area. Engin eldur sást. No fire could be seen. Síðast sást eldur í gígnum klukkan 7 í gærmorgun. Last when fire could be seen in the crater was at 7 o'clock yesterday morning.
Mm. And we're having this conversation on Tuesday, by the way, so the eruption ended a few days ago.
Exactly. Okay. It's already a few days. Yeah. Yes. Gosið byrjaði 20. november. The eruption started on the 20th of November. And here we have an excellent opportunity to remember the dates because it's a cardinal number there. It's an ordinal number, I would say. The 20th, and then because we are linking on something that's happening then, we ended with an A, 20. November. It's then accusative form of the date.
So that is of, basically.
Exactly.
The 20th of.
Of.
Yeah. Okay.
Það stóð í 18 daga. It, like we would say, it stood up or it lasted for 18 days. Þetta var 7. gosið á þessu svæði frá því í desember í fyrra. This was the 7th eruption at this area since December last year. Þetta var næst stærsta gosið af þeim 7. This was the 2nd biggest eruption of those 7. Það aftur farið að þenjast út land í Svartsengi. It has started again that is, then the land is starting to, yeah, rise or get bigger in the Svartsengi area. Það þýðir að kvika að sapna saman undir jörðinni þar. That means that the magma is, well, collecting itself underneath the grounds or the earth in that area.
It never ends, does it?
No, it's still some tension, absolutely, and some pressure.
Yes.
It's absolutely still looking for a way out.
Yeah. And that word land rise doesn't really exist in English, but it's the closest translation, I suppose. Yes. I mentioned this before, that if you do find yourself using Google Translate, which makes lots of mistakes, of course.
Yeah.
But it translates this concept of the land rising into English as a land giant. Is growing, which I really like. The idea of a land giant, sort of, growing under the ground.
Yeah, then it's mixing up risi, the name, the noun for a giant, and then the ris, the something that is getting bigper, or going up, like that. Yeah,
so you can think of it as a land giant. If you
Of course. The giants are under there somewhere.
Trying to get out.
Yeah, and then final sentence: Veðurstofan ætlar að meta hættuna á svæðinu í dag. The Met Office will evaluate, the danger in the area today. And then we had some glossary, hugtök. Dróni lítil fjarstýrð flugvél með myndavél. A drone, and of course we just picked up this name and made it Icelandic, simply. Yes. Dróni is a small remote airplane or flying object with a camera. And here exactly we see almost next to each other, two words ending with vél, so machine of some kind, flugvél, and then myndavél.
It's literally flying machine and photography machine.
Absolutely. Or imagery machine, And we have quite a lot of vél, of course, in the kitchen and everywhere. Yes. Yeah. Kvika bráðin steinn djúft í jörðinni. The magma is melted stone or minerals deep inside the earth. And actually it's interesting to see that the word kvika in Icelandic also means something that is moving, something's on the move. So that of course correlates very well with the running lava or the magma flowing everywhere. And finally, landris þegar jörðin þenst út og lyftist upp. The land rise is when the earth, blows up, and rises, simply, just like if you're making a pastry or something.
Yes, a bit more dramatic than that.
Absolutely.
The content's a little bit hotter sometimes.
Yes.
Bjarni, thanks very much indeed. We'll talk again next week. Of course, you can find a link to that on the page accompanying the show from Roof English Radio. But next week's Oethskilith will be at the beginning, I think, of our festive schedule, because it's nearly here, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Getting close.
Roof English Radio, I'm Darren Adam. Get in touch anytime. We're english@ruv.is.
There is more from Roof English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.